Yeah, that is correct. Neither one of our two DASMOP machines will run 11 because it's missing the hardware, the internal hardware that it requires to run it. So that's what's dictating that. My notebook that I have that I run will not run 11 for the same reason the processor is too slow. So yeah, there's hardware in it. I have one notebook that I bought at a ham swap two years ago, somewhere like that, up in Cadillac, that has Windows 11 on it, and that's running my 3D printer, so that's the only machine I've got that's got Windows 11 on it, and it's running my 3D printer. So my two desktops, notebook, so I'm kind of looking at getting two desktops, two notebooks, possibly two notebooks, at least one. And yeah, I got to look for that. Micro Center's got a many factor Dell computer that will work fine for my wife. She doesn't need much. So basically, she only browses web and does some book work and things like that on her. So it's like $200 for a computer, and an up-to-date computer. It's got Windows, I think, either Home on it or Pro, one of the two. For me, I don't use a lot on it 90% of the time, but when I get into video editing, then I need something that will handle that. So for anything else, I could use what I want to get for her, but when it gets to the video editing and for storage, actually I'm looking at right now one of the mini computers, and I can't remember the name of it, that's online, and I read a review of it. The other thing, I need a fair amount of USB ports, so this looks like a good choice for me. It's a mini computer, but it's got like eight USB ports on it. It will handle four monitors, network connection. It's an i9 processor. The graphics that are in it is about 2 years old, so a whole lot better than mine, what I've got right now, so much better than that. And it's all solid state, so easy upgradable, easy repair on it, swap out components and that, so. That I might be looking at that. KC8YVF.